This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We're talking about what's the point? What's the point? Our very own Sienna said, what's the point of this diet she's been on? Because it's not doing everything it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I'm cutting out sugars, the alcohols, the bread, just to, you know, clear up my skin, feel better. And I'm still breaking out more than ever, if anything. So I'm like, what's the point of even doing it? Might as well have the sweet treat. Might as well have the alcohol if I'm going to break out anyway.
Yeah. Crazy.
Ugh, that zit is going off right now.
Shut up. You didn't even notice it like 10 minutes ago.
You're going to have her feel a certain type of way. Stop it.
It's a meteor mole right there.
I can't
on
wait
your
for
face.
You to break out.
He's going to totally break out.
He is.
Yeah. No, it's okay because I'm not eliminating sugars or any of that from my diet.
You think that's why she's breaking out?
Isn't the body weird sometimes? You know how old people would just be saying that they have like a Diet Coke and chocolate every single day?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, they've lasted longer than doctors. So screw it. You should keep going back. Your skin will get clearer.
I should. Just pound Sprites and eat sweet treats.
My great-grandma, may she rest in peace, Huela Lana. Dude, she smoked cigars like all the time and drank, and she lived till 96 years old.
See, my grandma lived to 96, and she drank a Budweiser a day.
See? Going to the doctor. What's the point?
What's the point?
Don't we have beers in the refrigerator out there?
I have some White Claws.
Go get some Claws. Yeah. We're going to take one more call, then we're going to take some Claws. Yeah. The hell with this, Dad. We're taking some Claws to the head right now.
Yeah, let's rip some White Claws right now. Let's shotgun them.
Dedicating this to Sienna's crater. One more call. Then we're taking... What flavor is it?
There's multiple.
It's a variety pack.
Yeah, it's a variety pack.
I don't want the lime. Yuck.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want black cherry.
No watermelon for me.
Okay, I'll take both of those. I'm going to take two for Sienna's pimple.
Perfect.
All right. That's enough out of you. Okay. Jen and Tempe. All right. What's the point on what, hon?
Hey, I'm listening to the show, and I cannot believe that I'm riding exactly the same wave. I had a kid with the man I was married to, and, you know, that does things to a body, but he's like, oh, baby, you're getting a little thick around the middle. So after the baby was born, I really started to try to get back in shape and think more about myself, and because having an infant is really tiring, and I just sort of let everything go. I was exhausted. And I started eating healthy, and he cheated.
Oh, so the same like our last caller. So you started working out, you feel better about yourself, looking good for your man, and then he ended up cheating on you anyways.
Yeah, so what was the point?
Right. I feel that, girl.
Yeah, you were fine and content with your little lonjas, with your little love handles. You were fine. You were good.
Yeah, you grew a body inside your own. So postpartum bodies, they do the damn thing.
I knew that I was just tired and, you know, things would come back around, but there was the quote-unquote motivation from my husband to, you know, get back in shape and get my body back and so forth. And that was ultimately my motivation at the time. And the cheated on me.
Oh my God.
So you hate, man. You for sure hate, man.
She hates kale. She hates all that healthy food she had to eat.
I ate kale for that man.
Yeah. Yeah. So now what? So he cheated on you. Obviously, the relationship's over. Do you go back into still working out, or are you going back to Funyuns?
I think there's got to be a happy medium because I like Funyuns.
Right. Yeah, you sprinkle some kale on those Funyuns, right? I get that.
For the crunch, you know?
Yeah.
Croutons. They can be my croutons for my salad.
There you go.
Well, congratulations on losing the weight in general. Like, I mean, you got to still feel pretty good about yourself.
I do. And it would have happened eventually, I'm sure. And I'm pissed because I did it when I did it for him. Right. Which maybe was just the wrong reason to do it.
I'm going to be like Joey. I'm just going to say bang his brother. Right?
Yeah. Does he have a right? brother? Does he? If not, his sister.
The uncle to this child? Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Sister. I was like thinking of her.
Well, you know, that doesn't mean the gate doesn't swing both ways. Maybe I'll bang the chick that he's banging.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Just WD-40 that gate and let that swing right back and forth. There you go.
You seem like a great time.
Yeah, I'm Latino. I always have a can of WD-40 at hand, so I'll let you, swing that gate and bang it from both sides. All right. Well, good for you. What I got from this conversation, Sienna, is screw diets.
Screw diets and screw men, even though I'm happily married. It's all good.
All right. Well, where are you going to be later? Why don't you invite all these people that are calling in that they're dieting and they got cheated on? Where are you at later?
So I'm going to be, okay, yeah, just come on and join me. I'll be at Sana Sana downtown for the Mexico game. Yay.
Yeah. Mexico taking out South Korea. Sienna's throwing the diet away. She's going to just consume.
Yes.
Tacos.
Pounding beers, eating tacos, screw all the sugar, carbs, all of it. Yeah, so come out, girl.
You down, Jen?
I am so down.
Perfect. We're inviting lesbians, too. So you, yeah. These lesbians looking for new love, you know, a lot of tacos.
That's enough out of you.
Or not enough. All right, we'll see you there, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome, hon. Oh, yeah. The hell with these dyes. Am I right, JD?
You are on it with that girl.
Yeah, she was interesting.
She's having fun. Have fun with her tonight, Cien.
I will. We'll have a beer. We'll see.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.